right? So we have this situation where I'm watching a full-on unedited clip of like Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith and him saying and them screaming back at him, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth two times, right? Now, I get the sentiment of what he was trying to do. I understand. But you're a man of power, okay?
What's going on, man? This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
Okay, a quick question. We're going to do this real quick. I'm going to leave you alone, okay? This Will Smith situation. Talk to me. What would you have done if you were Will Smith in that situation?
I would have waited until commercial. Took this man to the staff. I'm not doing this on TV.
Why wouldn't you do it on TV? Talk to me.
And it's funny. Because I just happened to be on Facebook earlier. It's funny. Because Sergio posted something.
I saw that. Yeah. He said what he did, didn't affect all black people. I was like, bro, homie, I don't understand how you can say that being a person that's part of Hollywood. I don't understand. He does their dress and stuff for Hollywood. I don't understand how you could say that. I was like, how could you say that? That one night is just fully divorced from the black experience. It's just Will Smith's fault. I was like, a black man was doing the Oscars.
Right.
Right.
So what's to say that they never allow Chris Rock to come back on stage and do that again?
Or what's to say that William Packer is not allowed to direct another Oscars? Because of how that situation went down.
That's right? But the consequences of all that.
Yeah. So it definitely does have a bearing on black people. I said, to say that is ignorant. It's flat out ignorant. It's like that, to say that, like, that's actually quite American for you to just say that it's fully divorced from my experience. So if you see a black person robbing a store, we may not be like, oh, you know, yeah, they're all black. We ain't saying that, but that doesn't mean that everybody else ain't. And for you to be like, well, I want to be free of that. Well, you can't be free of that, unfortunately, because unfortunately stereotypes usually rule over what people think of you. So yep. You had the cleanest black man in Hollywood, the cleanest black man in Hollywood, get up on stage and literally almost ruin his career in one night. Now that they'll all his book sales surge. I'm like, how much money he gonna make from a book versus a movie?
Right.
He's lost three movies and a Netflix deal.
Netflix then let him go.
Then let him go. He's banned from the Oscars for 10 years. And likely Jada's going to get a red tape out of this. He's not winning. Okay. He's not winning the situation. I was like, I agree with you though. I mean, I was just asking to see like, what would your thought be about that? Cause I was like, I was talking to Brandy. It's my wife, by the way, if you guys want to know. I was talking to Brandy and I said, Brandy, how you feel about this? And she was like, he was defending her, right? And I was like, she hadn't seen it yet. She only saw like the clip or like Will Smith just getting up there slapping. She heard and he was doing it because homeboy insulted his wife. So I told her what Will Smith said about her and told her about on alopecia, you know, like the condition that Jada Pinkett has. Excuse me. And she was like, I don't think that level of aggression was warranted for that. And I was like, we're in agreement. Mm-hmm. I said, like, if I'm Will Smith and I got all this goddamn power, I'm like literally the most powerful man in Hollywood. Like most powerful black man in Hollywood was Will Smith. Ain't anymore. People say Denzel, but I'm like, no, Denzel only did certain roles. Will Smith did every role. So honestly, and then you gotta think about career-wise, Will Smith has done music, sitcoms, and he's done movies. Right? So his range, as far as like being the most expressive black male actor in Hollywood, is the top. Okay, let's not get this twisted. Okay, when it came to black actors of this particular era, Will Smith rests at the top of one of the best, the triple threat. Okay. He could go into sitcom, music, or movies and make money. Okay. Right. So you take that man and he breaks down on national television. My bad, not national, worldwide television, because the Oscars, the clip that I watched was from Japan, the unedited clip. It was from Japan.
And they said Miles was in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Right? So we have this situation where I'm watching a full-on unedited clip of Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith and him saying, and them screaming back at him, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth two times. Right? Now, I get the sentiment of what he was trying to do. I understand, but you're a man of power, okay? And I pitched this to somebody, and they were like, dang, he'd have done that right there. That dude came out that thing as a hero. I'm like, absolutely. And he would have still protected his wife's name. So I was like, how about this? Let me give you this scenario. This has happened. You see that she's offended. You grab her hand, and you're like, baby, don't worry. Look at Chris Rock and just do this right here. Just tell him, nah, bro. That joke wasn't it. That's it. That joke wasn't it, bro. Just say that right there, right? Just say that joke wasn't it, man. And Chris Rock can go on with the show. You don't be like, what are you talking about? Joke wasn't it. You just keep on going, you know, let him embarrass himself a little bit further. And then when it's time that you won this award, right? Because everybody knew he was winning the award. He knew he won the award. He gets up, wins the award, and first words out of his mouth is, Jada, I love you. And I think you're the most beautiful woman in here. Guys, let you guys know her head. The reason why she shaves her hair is because she has alopecia. It's a condition that affects men and women all across the world. And I just want you guys to know that because of this condition does not make you a lesser person. You are still beautiful. You still have great value. And then we're rooting for you and we're rooting for your life to be wonderful. Right. And that's all he had to say. Boom. Crowd erupts into applause. You can hear the music now. Everybody wooting and hollering. Jada's probably like, that was actually pretty dope. You know, she don't like him. She probably like, that was actually pretty dope of you.
I'm about to say, because she's...
Yeah, we already know she don't like him, but that's not the point right now. I'm talking about protecting his name. Yeah. Right, so, but you know, she's like, yo, that was actually pretty dope. She's standing up and clapping. She's like, yo, that was excellent. Made me look like a champion over here. And she would have likely gotten a G.I. Jane 2 movie deal out of that situation if we had done this thing this way. Now we go into, well, I don't think that Chris knew that she had this condition. So you're forgiven, brother, but just be careful. And like everybody busts out laughing. Ah, clap, 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 clap. Ah. Now on to the Williams family. Give them their love, right? On to King Richard. Give him his love. I am a vessel of love. He could have said that in this moment now and been the champion. And got off that stage and would have been a talk of the town. Oscar ratings would have went up. Folk would have been like, yo, this is a fire Oscars. We need to watch this again, right? Nope. He goes off the line, loses goddamn mind, slaps a man on national television. And here's a synopsis from a couple of fat dudes, okay? We only need video because I think we've watched enough, right? Yep. I can imagine it in my brain. So I go call play from my brain. So the joke goes out. He's like, hey, Jada, no, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see you, right? Boom. Right, joke goes out. Everybody busts out laughing. Will Smith is laughing. Make sure everybody remembers that. Will Smith is laughing.
Right.
Right. So he's laughing. Jada Pinkett rolls her eyes. Right. Chris is like, oh, that was a good one, man. That was a good one. You know, about to keep on going 7 seconds later. Will Smith is walking on the stage. Right. And he just slaps your boy in the face. Right. Now, here's mistake number one from a Fairfield man. He turned his back on a man he hit. This is when you know that you have power. Okay. Mm-hmm. He slapped another black man on national television and turned his whole back towards your brother like he would never attack him. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about Will Smith? What does that tell you about him?
He knew he had the authority. He knew he had the power to do that.
He knew he had the power to do it. Now, on top of that, let's now look at some logistics, okay? Chris Rock is like 4 or 5 inches shorter than Will Smith. Maybe 50 pounds lighter than Will Smith.
Okay.
He is the weaker in this situation, okay? Mm-hmm. Physically, at least on appearance. So Willie Will, knowing Chris Rock from 92, 93, because they did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air the other two. Both forgot all about that. I'm like, no, he did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He had a couple episodes. Now, here we go. You know, Will's like too small to me. He ain't got as much weight on him as me. I can go up here and pump this dude out. Now, like, and people and black men have joked about this, and I side with them on this one. If The Rock or Jason Momoa had said the same thing, I don't think that Will Smith would have stood up and tried to go on throw hands. I think he would have sat his behind down and he would have kept his mouth shut. He'd have laughed and he would let it go. But because it's Chris Rock's smaller, he don't have as much power. He chose an opportunity to flex to show his wife that you know he was the man. Because you saw after he slapped him, he's like walking away, buttoning up his coat like he did something real big, and then gets back to his chair. Look like he about to cry with his leg crossed. And go, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
None of that was called.
Right. So I was just looking at the whole situation and just being like, then that next week, T.I., I don't know if you saw this joint. T.I. kind of did something similar. Thankfully, he didn't hit the girl. But he hijacked her show because she was making T.I. jokes.
Oh, God.
You people can look it up already, right? T.I. ain't never done this before. Okay? This was my fear. That Will Smith, being the most influential and one of the most powerful black men on the planet with money, would stir other Negroes up to do the same thing. And guess what's happening? Now comedy shows ain't safe. Suckers like was ready to jump on stage with Chris Rock again that same week. So you telling me that this ain't got nothing to do with black people? Folks forget that there's weak-minded people. There's still weak-minded people that follow whatever direction other people point them in. The enigmas ain't like that. So, man, it's enigmas. We don't think like that. We take into account that people are people, and some people are flat-out sheep. There's lots of sheep at the Willy Wheel. So he do that right there. They're like, well, shoot, Will Smith can do it. I can do it. This person offended me too. Let me go and pop him in the mouth. So civility is a thing that I think that like people forgot to have this conversation. So if folks just roll around smacking everybody that offends them, we just gonna have all our war on the streets.
Oh, man, it ain't even in, it's not just in like what happened with the comedy show either. It happened in tennis as well.
What?
Yeah, I forget. Like I didn't get a chance to look it up, but it was two guys out there, they was having a match. Dude, that whooped his behind. So, you know, at the end of every tennis match, you know, they shake hands.
They shake hands, yeah.
So dude stuck his hand out, you know, shake the other man's hand. Other dude slapped the fire.
What?
And it ended up being a whole brawl.
Yo, you cap. I mean, they said it was worldwide news. Worldwide, I mean, like, and this is like, I'm just gonna keep it a buck, man. The stuff that's happened in Ukraine is far more important, right? Far more important. Folks fighting for their lives, and I understand that. You know what I'm saying? But you look at this situation with Will Smith don't understand how much power he got. You know, so when you give folk with that much power with a microphone to do something, or even with one particular scene to do something, they don't understand the repercussions they have everywhere else. So because of this situation with Will, who is he has to take 100%? He says he take 100% he takes the whole thing and it's his responsibility. He's taking all the punishment for it, stuff like that. And I was like, bro, you need to just get out of this relationship with Jada. I mean, it's she is killing my boy, man. I was like, get out of this relationship. And black women been like, well, y'all need to stop blaming black women. Have you read the Tell the Tape for Jada Pinkett? We ain't blaming all black women. We blaming Jada Pinkett. Okay? We blaming Jada. We ain't talking about the rest of them. We talking about Jada. Okay? The woman that cried at a wedding, not because she was happy, because she didn't want to marry this Negro. The woman who was mad at this dude for throwing her a party because it was her birthday and she said it was his ego. The one, I mean, like we got too many snippets of this woman just not really in love with this dude. This dude being madly in love with her. He's trying everything desperately to be in her good graces. You know, in comic books, there's a perfect example of this, a very powerful individual in love with something that was destroying him. Thanos. Not the eco-terrorist good guy Thanos we got for MCU, because honestly, Thanos in the MCU is actually the hero after you watch the Eternals. We ain't gonna get into that today. The he is the hero.
Oh, yeah.
He's the hero of the story, bro. I mean, like he is the hero. There ain't no way we can spin this. Thanos understood the situation and he rose to the call, did what was necessary to stop the Celestials from having their way. That is a hero to me. They ain't no villain. The Avengers are the villains, as I've been saying all along. They're the goddamn villains. So we ain't getting it. Yeah, so
that's that Thanos was right.
Thanos was right. So we like get the situation set now where you know he's in love with Madame Death, like Thanos is. He loves Madame Death, and he would do anything within his power to impress her so she could give him just some play. Now, unbeknownst to him, she's in love with Death with Deadpool. A trifling dude that's from the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like life.
Yeah, sounds like life. So Thanos pretty much loses himself in his pursuit of Death, Lady Death, and like pretty much says, "Oh, okay, well, how about this? I'll murder everybody and send them to you, Dan." That was the Infinity Gauntlet on Saga. So he did that joint, did it for Lady Death. Lady Death still ain't kidding about him. So he has to escalate again. You know, so it's always a level escalation. And with Will, we've been seeing this for years. He started like with like just small stuff, giving her kids, you know what I'm saying? Giving her a home to stay in, giving her opportunities to direct, all these other things, right? Being able to give her some type of luxury that she would have never had. She would have like been on the merits of her own acting career, because her acting career has been trash. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So got all these things that he then gave to her, and she returns him with vitriol and vile. Like she owns him, like he's a puppy, right?
Yep.
What is a man supposed to do? Oh, we have another comic book character, a manga character that's actually on a tear right now because he's confused about the relationship between him and the woman that he loves. Oh, Aaron Simp Yeager is another one. You know, like Aaron Simp Yeager. Everyone's like, he's doing this play because he's trying to protect his people. No, he's trying to get out of his life because he can't have the woman that he loves. I don't want that. Well, like, spoiler alert. When you get to the last chapter of Attack on Titan, this sucker's laying on the ground talking about she's going to forget me and she's going to marry somebody else. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. That's Aaron Yeager. That's Will Smith. Same sucker. Oh, same sucker. Same worry. Same level of atrocities. Same issues they're going to have in their heart to try and prove their doggone worth, or to just say that they don't want the woman so they can get over themselves. To get this out of doing foolish stuff. So Will Smith did this to prove a point to this woman. Aaron Yeager's doing this stuff to try and prove that he don't love her.
And then she said she wasn't even impressed with what he did in the first place.
Now, I won't lie on her. We don't know if she said that. Because that was a report. We have not seen her say that in her mouth or no statement.
Oh, okay.
She said something dumb like, let the healing take place.
I saw that part. I was like,
chick, you are poison. I would advise every black man, if you see a person that smells, a woman that smells like Jada, to run as far away as you can.
Oh, God.
Run as far away as you can. My cousin fell prey to a female like this, and my cousin is dead. And I'm not even joking when I say that. My cousin died by the knife to the heart from a female like Jada. Run. I mean that stuff with all my heart. All jokes out. Run for your life. My goodness. Like she's like pretty much like all this stuff that she done put this man through, Red Table, August Alsina, all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? They done had open marriage. I don't even know what that means, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like they do all that and this all y'all need to let them live their life. Well, their life is living to us now. I was like they
here's my thing. Number one, they put their life on out there in the open for us to see.
That's what I'm saying, man.
So it's not like we don't know every like little small detail.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt the same way as soon as all that happened. Like, oh, okay. What was that same energy when she came out and said that she had the entrapment with August Alsina?
Exactly. Like, so yeah.
Like, you ain't gonna find this man and stomp him into the ground, did you?
Yeah, like so that's
that being cried.
Shannon Shaw said that, and I was like, thank you, sir, for being a star and saying it on national television. And he was like, I didn't see that any of that energy for August. He said, I'd have been trying to find that boy. But here's the thing, though. He gave Austin his blessing.
What?
I'm not lying to you. You can look this up. He gave Austin his blessing. So another man can have sex with his wife, but you can't make a joke about his wife. Now, here's the issue. Jada and Will have been the paragons, which I always said no. You know, like CJ said that he wasn't surprised that I didn't like him. I'm like, I'm glad that I wasn't. Because I wouldn't want to be counting the number of folk that actually like Will Smith back in the day. Because I didn't. I always thought he was fake. I'm like, no. He made money. Kudos to him. But as far as conversational, that dude looks like one of the most least genuine people in a conversation you ever meet. You know, so disingenuous talking. I mean, every time I hear him talking, I'm like, are you really telling me the truth? You know, so I mean, like I don't feel that when I hear Martin Lawrence talk. I don't feel that way when I hear Wesley talk. Uncle Wesley say stuff, you mean it. I don't feel that way when I hear Chris Rock talk, Dave Chappelle. I don't hear that way about none of them. I'm like, so this is not a reflection on all Black men. It's just that they got the most powerful one. They got one of the most powerful Negroes to get up there on national television and do this thing. The one that white folk thought was clean. You know? They thought it was clean from this, man. You know, they didn't think that Will. That dude shocked all them people in that room. Had white folk in there trembling. It's like now they fully feel unsafe. Now they fully feel unsafe with Black people. He was brown straw. So that was it. Like, that's why I was like, you can't not exempt this from our experience. You can't do that. Can't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like you thinking that it don't bear that much significance. You, kudos to you. I'm glad that it doesn't have that much effect on you. But when you start looking at how people treat other people, like we just talked about these outbreaks of rage after watching Will Smith get on national, you need to start thinking this thing is bigger than you. It was bigger than Will Smith. It has a lot more to do with all of us than just one man. So Hollywood made it that way. So yeah, so I mean, I understood where your boy was coming from, and kudos, all love to your boy too, man. I love that. I love his designs. He's great, but in that particular one, I just don't agree. I respectfully disagree with that assessment. It's like that. This is far greater than that. This is deeper than that. Because that was an all Black Oscars. Questlove got an award. Nobody remembers it. Samuel L. Jackson got a Lifetime Award. He got an Oscar. Nobody remembers it. Nobody remembers it. And I was like, so why is it that this ain't got nothing to do with Black people when the only Black thing that y'all talking about is Will Smith slapped somebody? But it's the same night that Denzel Washington presented an award, the Oscar, to Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Right after Chris Rock got done getting slapped, he had to do the joint Questlove and then won the goddamn award. Nobody remembers because they were too busy looking at Chris Rock, looking at them like, I don't know what just happened. Literally on stage, somebody was like you could tell somebody was asking him, and he was like, I don't know. His friend, like, I really don't know what just happened. They were so focused on that Questlove and them, with the great accomplishment they had, you know what I'm saying, got looked over. So that was saying, like, and Will Packer had to like deal with that. Like, so he's like got LAPD ready to haul Will Smith off. And Chris Rock and his humility, like, look, man, let's not escalate this no further than what it is. But the problem was that when Will won, he said something, it triggered me. Because this particular female that did this stuff to my cousin said this in a courtroom and garnered a whole bunch of tears, and she had a reduced sentence because of this. I'm not lying to you, bro. After she done killed my cousin, she got on now on the court stand and said, well, I love him so much. And it was like, I was so angry at him that I lost myself in my anger for him because I love him. Had tears in the jury's eyes. And she got 5 years for murdering my cousin. Five. That's why I was angry when Will Smith got on stage talking about, well, love will make you do crazy things. I was like, you don't understand the trauma, Will. You don't understand the trauma of those words to people that have been through abuse and people who have watched their family go through abuse.
Right.
She said she did all in the heart of love, too. Love made her do crazy things. She killed my cousin.
No, sir.
Now, King William even came out and was like, well, King Richard was like, yeah, I don't condone, because he was trying to use that as a ploy to say that Richard William would do the same thing. That's what he did in that moment. And Richard William was like, look, I don't condone any violence towards anybody, especially when the aggression is not warranted. He says, I'm not just going to swing on somebody because they said something mean to even my girls. He stepped to the people and got jumped. Like, if you watch the movie, this actually happened. Folk was heckling his daughters. He told them to chill out, and they jumped him. Now, that situation warrants some fisticuffs, right?
Right.
But you just popping out a nine is clapping people? And if black women, if you're listening to this doggone on podcast, if that's what you need to feel secure, get help. You looking for the destruction of black men. You ain't looking for no self-esteem, but you looking for us to die. Flat out. You looking for us to die. It's like I can't call no other way. Damn if you do and damn if you don't. And it's this way for the black man. I mean, I was like, dang. So a black man says, now I have another way of making sure your honor is protected. He a punk. Black man actually murders a person or like does something like that. Yeah, you get her love, but like you going to jail and 9 times out of 10, she ain't sticking by your side.
No.
So the loser is always the black man in that situation. So think about how we win in this situation. You know what I'm saying? So Angela Bass's husband said something dope, like because he talked about how people like testing his wife. Right. And he said, that, you know, I was like, people be testing Angela Bassett. You talking about like black female, black females be testing Angela Bassett's gangster. Right.
What?
Bro, I was like that is like flat out. Courtney Vance is her husband's name.
Yep.
Courtney Vance was like, he was on Breakfast Club. You can look this joint up. He was like, people be trying to test her gangster. He'll just grab her hand and say, baby, look, you better than that. The Angela Bassett. These people want something from you, and that's the reason why they actually want something from you. Not the other way around. Why didn't Will have that in his spouse? Tell him, baby, it's okay. They want a response from you. Maybe don't give in to what they want. Yeah. It's a shame, bro. We watched the star fall. And I will probably say, on record, the last Starfall. Now, Hollywood is no longer Cool Club, which I'm kind of okay with that. Hollywood is done with being a Cool Club. Nobody cares. You got YouTubers that can get the same amount of notoriety and star power without a Hollywood now, right? We don't need Hollywood no more. So now... Hollywood is trying to infiltrate YouTube and these other streaming services because they know that this particular generation doesn't really care about you being a celebrity. They don't care about you thinking that you're better because they're looking at what you're saying. And they're like, you don't make no sense. I ain't getting no money. And they leave. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, but it's a situation right now. They're going to have to deal with that. It's a very strange place to be for them because they now have to deal with the fact that they're no longer the people to be. But there's still a contingency of people around the planet that's still going to be sheeple and think that these folk are like gods among men, right? Mm-hmm. But the majority of people have already abandoned them. That's why Oscars is at an all-time low. So, yeah, but I was just wanted to say, I mean, it's like I'm like, look, you know, folk, like, that. What that dude was saying on the stage was very dangerous. I don't care if he was crying. I don't even pay attention to people's tears. I'm like, what you trying to say?
When Will got up there and took the award and said
No, listen, I don't care about you crying, sucker. I mean, like, I done watched folk cry. Like I said, I watched that girl cry on the stand, get away with murder, literally. Literally. They gave her leniency in 5 years, and it was likely she didn't serve out on 5 years.
I believe that.
And she back out on the street, likely with another charge. I would not put that pat. That chick was dangerous. Because she was a pretty little old Latino black girl, and let her go.
Oh, man.
And let her go. And I'm saying, like, I remember he actually filed a complaint. They laughed at him. You a man. Let's talk about that for a moment. You a man. Why in the world are you going to tell me that some girl has got you in danger? She's a little girl. You a man. Like, he played football. He was a big dude, man.
That don't mean squat.
This chick coming at you with a knife, yo. All it takes is a mistake. She can slip up on you, and that's what happened. Slip up on you, stab you in the heart. That's all it takes. Right through the rib cage. You gone. Forever. You know what I'm saying? So that was stuff like that. You have to like really consider that stuff. Like that's just because the girl's small don't mean she ain't dangerous. But the way that they stigmatize men in abuse is this is the reason why dudes don't talk about stuff like this, because they're like, they're going to laugh at me. You know, and their lives are in danger. I done seen dudes get their faces sliced up by females and they don't even tell nobody because they're in fear of them being embarrassed by other people when they open up their mouths. One boy I know got caught up on a charge because this female lost her temper. Not him. This female lost her temper. And she jumped out like he pulled over the car. She was punching him while he was driving on the interstate. And she pretty much, you know, beat him up, punching him. He grabs her and pushes her down, and he goes to jail. Yeah.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like this, like, folks need to keep this stuff real, yo. This stuff ain't right. Man ain't always wrong. That's all I got to say. So, like, the man ain't always wrong. Sometimes y'all need to listen. You know, so, yeah. Yeah. And that's all I got. I ain't got nothing to say. You gonna want to add some more 2 cents to this?
Nah, man.
That's it?
That's all I got. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like that stuff is not, that's not fun in games. Them words that he used were dangerous. And I was like, there's an abuser that's like, yeah, I do this because I love him too.
Nah, Will Fuller, he thought he knew as soon as, like, right after that, right after all that happened, that it was gonna come down on him.
Yep,
he knew. He just didn't know how bad it was gonna be.
Mm-hmm. But you could tell he knew it was, he knew it was up. He knew the thing was up though. So, yeah. Man, it's a doggone shame, you know. But that, like, this is an older black man to avoid black women like this or women like this in general. Because, and that's not saying you don't want to have no black love. There's wonderful black women out here, yo. Please look for them.
Yeah.
Please look for them, yo. Like they're wonderful black women out here that don't do this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? That they really want to build and grow with you, man. Like, but now don't. Yeah.
I know.
It's a warning to men. Y'all better be careful, yo. I ain't trying to count on Kevin Samuels, y'all, but I'm just keeping it real with you. Y'all, be careful, man. Women too. If you get a dude that tells you that he's beating you in the name of love, leave.
Oh no, God, goodness,
man!
No.
Whatever you got, if you got to connive, cheat, and steal to get away from this sucker, get out. Get out as fast as you can. Do not let nobody do you like this and say that they love you. Like, don't do it. If they're emotionally abusive to you in this manner, you have the right to leave, married or unmarried. You have the right to get out of this situation. Do not put yourself in this place where people can take advantage of you and make you into something that you are not. Do not give them the satisfaction. Don't give them the satisfaction. Because they prey on these emotions.
Yeah.
Prey on them, yo. So, Nigma's out. Keep your head up and protect your neck. Like, on the real, protect your neck, bro. Wisdom from Wu-Tang.
By any and all means.
By any and all means, yo.